Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare. Gopi Janna Valabha Girivana Dari. Gopi Janna Valabha Girivana Dari. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari Tvira Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavi Hari. Yaham Vishnupad Parnamahangsa Pravijakacharya Satrasa Shishi Mad, His Divine Grace, Yadaisi Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananda Guru Vaishnavini Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. All glories to some of devotees. All glories to some of devotees. All glories to some of devotees. All glories, Shishi Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this morning reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 20, Pure Devotional Service. Text number 7. Nirvinanam Jnana Yoga Nyasinam Iha Karmasu Teshu Anirvina Chitanam Karma Yogas Tu Kaminam Nirvinanam Jnana Yogo Nyasinam Iha Karmasu Tesvanir Vinatit Nang Chitanam Tesvanir Vinatitanam Karma Yogas to Kaminam Nirvinanam Jnana Yogo Nyasi nam iha karmasu. Tesva nir vina chitanam. Karma yogas tukaminam. Nirvinanam jnana yogo. Nyasi nam iha karmasu. Tesva nir vina chitanam. Karma yogas tukaminam. Nirvinanam jnana yoga. Nyasinam iha karmasu. Tesva nirvina chitanam. Karma yogas tukaminam. Nirvinanam. For those who are disgusted. Jnana yoga. The path of philosophical speculation. Nyasinam, for those who are renounced. Iha, among these three paths. Karmasu, in ordinary material activities. Teshu, in those activities. Anirvina, not disgusted. Chitanam, for those who have consciousness. Karma yoga, the path of karma yoga. Two, indeed. Kaminam, for those who still desire material happiness. Translation. Among these three paths, Jnana Yoga, the path of philosophical speculation, is recommended for those who are disgusted with material life and are thus detached from ordinary fruitive activities. Those who are not disgusted with material life, having many desires yet to fulfill, should seek perfection through the path of Karma Yoga. Purport. In this verse, the Lord reveals the different propensities that lead human beings to adopt different processes of perfection. Those who are frustrated in the ordinary material life of society, friendship, and love, and who understand that promotion to heaven simply brings further domestic miseries, take directly to the path of knowledge. Through authorized philosophical discrimination, they transcend the bonds of material existence. Those who are still desirous of enjoying material society, friendship, and love, and who are excited by the prospect of going with their relatives to material heavenly planets, cannot take directly to the path of rigorous philosophical advancement, which requires great austerity. Such persons are advised to remain in family life and offer the fruits of their work to the Supreme. In this way, they also become perfect and gradually learn detachment from material life. Om Jnana Tamanandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshram Militam Dina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukham Krota Vatsalam Pungan Long Hayate Garim Nyat Kripa Tadaham Bande Shikaram Dina Taranam Vanchakapati Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vasudeva Gaur Bhaktavinoda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada says in one purport that unless one is disgusted with material enjoyment, he cannot aspire after liberation. So this is one of the prerequisites for attaining to pure devotional service. And having come to Krishna consciousness and hearing the glories of Krishna and hearing the glories of devotional service and hearing about the great Vaishnavas that have given so much realization of the benefit of spiritual life, one will become disgusted with material life. And if you think about it, real life is spiritual life. This body, it's a bag with many obnoxious elements in it. But we're the soul within. So the real pleasure is when the soul connects with Krishna. This is the real pleasure of the soul. And as long as we're thinking that there's pleasure in this material world, then we're going to be frustrated. This is the result. It's stated in the Vishnu Purana, Lata Tapakari, that whatever we try to enjoy in this world, that very thing we try to enjoy becomes a cause of suffering. Lata means pleasure. Tapakari means a source of misery. That very thing we're trying to enjoy becomes a source of misery. That's the nature of this world. So Jamunacharya, he was one of those great saintly persons who had great realization of spiritual life, of the pleasures of spiritual life. What's interesting is he was a king. And his spiritual master, before he became a king, he was a good devotee, actually. And his spiritual master, before he passed away, he asked one of his disciples to make Jamunacharya a devotee again. So this disciple that was given that instruction, he did. Jamunacharya, he became such a great Vaishnava. He became detached from this kingdom. He gave it up and became one of the great acharyas, still famous in India, Jamunacharya. Prabhupada mentions him many, many times in his lectures and in his books. So it's interesting that he was a king, filled with so much sense gratification, material opulence, sex, just so much sense gratification. But upon hearing about Krishna and taking shelter of Krishna again, he became a great devotee. And he said, he wrote many books also, in one of his stanzas, he says, Yadavadhi mama cheta Krishna pa daravinde nava navarasa dham yuntim ratimasi tadavadhi batanari sangame smayamane Bhavati Mukha Vikara Shustun Ushtivanamcha. He says, since I've been engaged in the service of Krishna, experiencing ever fresh pleasure at every moment, whenever I think of sex life, my lips curl in distaste and I spit at the thought. So he's one person who became disgusted. He had so much sense gratification, you know, kings, you know, so much opportunity for sense gratification, but he gave it up and he became one of the greatest acharyas and he became disgusted. Now some fanatical brahmacharis and fanatical sannyasis in our ISKCON, they became a little fanatical upon hearing this, and a woman would walk by and they would spit. Yeah. But that's very offensive because women are devotees, women Vaishnavas. So it's very offensive. And therefore these brahmacharis and sannyasis that were so averse, they fell down from their position because of the offenses. So this attachment and aversion, it's like side of the same coin. It's just different sides of the same coin. So this can also be a cause of great difficulty, to be too averse. And here in the verse, it's also mentioned, it's giving three different paths. So in the bhakti path, which is the next verse, one is not averse, nor is one attached. One is spiritual. One realizes I'm the soul within. Everybody is a soul. And therefore loves everyone as part of Krishna. I was listening to an interesting class by Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu. He was given a question. Should we love ourselves or should we hate ourselves? Because sometimes, you know, they, just like the acharyas, you know, they, some of them, like, I'm lower than a worm in stool, you know, anyone, you know, there's Krishna Das Kavi rises. So, one may think, well, he hates himself. Or some other Bhaktivinoda Thakur also, their humility comes out, and like I'm nothing, I'm worthless, and like this. But to explain that they were just on such a high level of devotional service, and they were thinking so highly of Krishna, of the glories of Krishna, the greatness of Krishna, and thinking themselves very insignificant, this humility came out in a very big way, where one might misunderstand, they hate themselves. But no, it's not like that. Just this, an abundant amount of humility was there. And he went on to say that we should, it's an integral part of us that we love ourselves because we're part of Krishna. We're the soul within, and that soul is part of Krishna. And just as we're trying to love Krishna, we should also love ourselves. Now, if you love yourself, or if you love someone else, you're always thinking of doing good for them, right? We don't want to cause harm to ourselves, right? So this is the nature of a devotee, is that not only are they trying to love Krishna, we're trying to love everyone because everyone is part of Krishna, and we're trying to love ourselves as well. If we love ourselves, then we'll always do things which are beneficial for our spiritual life. Of course, we should not love ourselves separate from Krishna. We love ourselves as parts of Krishna. And therefore, we always do things which are pleasing to Krishna, pleasing to Guru. So, by taking to Krishna consciousness seriously, we develop love for Krishna, and then automatically love for ourselves and love for other living entities becomes manifest. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Bhogaisvarya prasaktanam tayapur chesam vyavasiyamikabur samadhav nabhidhiyate. In the minds of those who are too attached to material sense gratification and opulence, the fixed determination to engage in devotional service doesn't take place. So this attachment for material life, this is what keeps us bound to the material world. This is the shackles that keep us bound to the material world. So we should understand the temporary nature of this material sense gratification. And Srila Prabhupada, he says in one purport that this is the test. How my desire for sense gratification is decreasing and my desire to serve Krishna is increasing. This is the test. So we're trying to bring down this fever of material desire and increase the desire to serve Krishna. Yeah. So if that desire for sense gratification, this fever, the desire for sense gratification decreases, and this desire to serve Krishna increases, this means we're becoming healthy. Yeah. Like everybody wants to be healthy. So the most important health is to be healthy spiritually. And this happens as one continues hearing the holy name of Krishna. This is the medicine that can cure this disease, that can cure this fever of material life. This Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari. So, this is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he's come and given us this process by which we can become purified and advance in spiritual life. And it's not an easy, it's actually an austerity. And therefore, when we take initiation, we take that vow. You know, a vow is something it's not an easy thing. It's an austerity. And many devotees couldn't continue chanting this 16 rounds, you know, 2 hours a day. That's a long time. If you don't have a taste, it's an austerity. So even if one doesn't have a taste, still one should do this austerity, and gradually we'll get purified. And you know, Prabhupada gives the example. You have this disease. What is that disease? Your skin goes yellow. Jaundice. You have this jaundice, and you take sugar, and it's bitter. But it's the medicine. So we may not have a taste for chanting the holy names because we're still materially attached. We still have material desires. So it can be a little bitter. But this is the medicine. And if we keep taking it, we keep chanting, even though you don't have a taste, you keep chanting, then eventually the effect is there. We get purified and it becomes sweet. It becomes sweet. It becomes so sweet that you just want to continue chanting. And you lose your taste for material sense gratification. So this is the result of austerity for the pleasure of Krishna. And therefore, Rishabhdev, he says, Nayang deho deha bhajam naloke kustam kaman arhate vidbujan tapo divyang putukayena satvang sudyajyasman brahmasokyam tvanantam. He says that persons who have accepted material bodies, those persons who have accepted the human form of life, they shouldn't waste their time in engaging in the activities of sense gratification, which is there also for the animals. But they should engage in austerities. And by these austerities, one experiences brahma-sokyam tvanantam, which means spiritual happiness, inner happiness. So this is the result of austerity. Yeah. Austerity is meant to please Krishna and to purify ourselves. And Krishna says, if one does not perform austerity, one cannot be happy on this planet or in this life. What to speak of the next life? So just see how important this austerity is. Yeah. Very, very important. Yeah. Because this helps us to become purified. And this is something that all of us want, or something that all of us should want. So here in this verse, it's mentioned this word, kaminam. Kaminam means for those who still desire material happiness. So everyone has come into this world, with the exception of the Shaktivesh avatars, everyone has come in this world with a desire for a sense gratification. And therefore their grihamedis, their intelligence is focused on satisfying their senses. But some fortunate souls, they understand that this material sense gratification, it doesn't bring me actual happiness. So they take up spiritual life. And many of them still have material desires, you know, even though taking up spiritual life. So they're grihasthas. That means that their focus is not on sense gratification. Their focus is on serving Krishna And at the same time, having some sense gratification. But it's like in grihastha life, one may have a wife and have sex to beget a child. But Krishna's in the center. They're having sex to raise a child and to have that child become Krishna conscious. So Krishna is still the center. You go into Grihamedi's homes and you see the main thing there is the television. Now they have these huge televisions. Probably the worst thing that ever happened to society was television. And I've gone to some of the devotees' homes here and I noticed no television. Well, very good. But they have an altar with the deity. See, this is grihastha. Krishna's the center, not sense gratification. Yeah. This television, it's such a contamination. This, because these impressions, they stay in the mind. So much nonsense is there in these materialistic movies and these television shows. And it leaves an impression in the mind. And the mind is like it's a subtle computer. They stick. All these impressions, they stick there. And even 40 years later, those impressions will pop back in the mind and be a distraction. So a devotee is not interested in material sense gratification. They're interested in pleasing Krishna. So therefore, they're worshiping Krishna. They're remembering Krishna. Manmana bhava mad bhakto mudjaji mam namaskar. Mami vyasi satyam te prati jani priya. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you'll come to me without fail, he says to Arjuna. So if we do these things, then we're going to get purified. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, as I was engaged in devotional service, my home was transformed into Goloka Vrindavan. Yeah. So, of course, this is the most exemplary example of a devotee, that he's so absorbed in Krishna. His whole household life is absorbed in Krishna, that his home is transformed into Goloka Vrindavan. So this is the result of seriously practicing Krishna consciousness, whether one is a grihastha or brahmachari or vanaprastha or sannyasi. If one seriously takes to Krishna consciousness, one's life will be transformed. One will become very Krishna conscious and therefore very, very happy. And this is the desire of Srila Prabhupada, that everybody take to Krishna consciousness, that everybody become Krishna conscious so they can be happy. There was one instance where Prabhupada was visiting one temple, and in the morning one Mataji went to him and said, Prabhupada, I had a wonderful dream last night. I dreamt that everyone in the world was chanting Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada said, oh, that's a very nice dream. And that is my desire. So this is the desire of the pure devotees, that everyone become happy. Sarva sukhino bhavantu. This is the mission of this Krishna consciousness movement, is that everyone become happy. Isn't that a nice mission? Huh? A nice goal. But in order for us to help others become happy, we have to be happy ourselves. And this is, of course, this is the natural result of practicing Krishna consciousness, is that one becomes happy. And Prabhupada said one time that if you're practicing and you're not happy, that means you're doing something wrong. So once you become a little introspective and find out what it is that one is doing wrong, it's natural for one to be happy who is practicing Krishna consciousness seriously. So this is the key, that we have to do this seriously, with sincerity. Sincerity means genuine. And serious means thoughtful. So if we do these things, we practice Krishna consciousness thoughtfully. Then it's just like we're reading. We should read very scrutinizingly with a desire to understand. When we're hearing Srimad Bhagavatam class, we should come here with a desire to learn more about Krishna, to advance more in Krishna consciousness. And when we walk away from our reading or from our hearing, we should feel like I've learned something that will help me to advance in Krishna consciousness. So everything we're doing should be to help us go closer to Krishna. The chanting, every day we should be chanting in a way that we're getting closer to Krishna. It's like we may be chanting and we're inattentive. This happens sometimes, right? But we should not be satisfied with that. We should pray to Krishna, please Krishna, help me to chant your names with attention, with sincerity. And Krishna, he'll help us. But we should not be complacent with a low standard of chanting or a low standard of hearing. Sometimes we're reading the books and we're falling asleep. So if you find yourself falling asleep, stand up. Stand up. I was distributing books in Singapore one day. Singapore is one of the only countries in the world where Prabhupada was not allowed to enter. And if you go in there with a dhoti and kurta, they won't let you in the country. They stopped me one time. But once you get past the customs, there'll be devotees there in dhoti and kurta greeting you with a kirtan. Which is kind of ironic. So you can even distribute books there. So I was distributing books there. And one man said, I offered the Bhagavad Gita to him. He said, you know, I've tried to read Bhagavad Gita, but I always fall asleep. What should I do? I said, stand up. Do you ever fall asleep when you're standing up? He said, good point, good point. I'll take a Bhagavad Gita from you and I'll read it standing up. Because it's, you know, the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam is very, very deep spiritual subject matter. So it's hard for the false ego. So the false ego doesn't want to hear it. So it goes to sleep. Yeah. And therefore in India they have the saying that the cure for insomnia is Srimad Bhagavatam. So whatever we're doing, we should do it with a sincere attitude to get purified so we can get closer to Krishna. So that we could understand more and more who we are and who everybody is. And try to help. Try to help the conditioned souls. They're actually all looking for Krishna. And everything they're doing, they're looking for Krishna. Because everybody is looking for the ultimate happiness. Right? But they're looking in the wrong direction. So we're giving them Krishna. Through book distribution, we're giving them Krishna. So many people, upon hearing about Krishna, they understand this is what I've been looking for. Not long ago, just last week, I met one girl who received one of Prabhupada's books. And she said, yes, I've been doing so many things and nothing sit right. But when I read these books, I thought, yes, this is where I belong. This is where I belong. Associating with people like this and reading books like this, this is where I belong. So there's people out there that are looking for Krishna. So we have to go out and give them Krishna. So they'll become satisfied internally. You know, material life will get some flickering, you know, satisfaction. Titillating, you know, the senses. But real happiness is inner happiness, where the soul is satisfied. So, have you all stopped there? Is there any question or comment? Yes, Prabhu.
So,
microphone is, or you could just say it, I'll repeat it, go ahead. What is the cause of self-realization, and what caused one to act in self-realization? Well, it's a different things. Yesam twantagatam papam dinanam punyakaram. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, whose sinful activity is completely eradicated, and are free of the duality of delusion, they engage in my devotional service. So, and Srila Prabhupada says in her purport that anybody that takes to Krishna consciousness, this means that he's been engaged in some type of devotional service in his past life. Which is confirmed, this verse confirms that persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life. But also, the pure devotee comes and he gives some guidance, and even though one may not have had that in the past life, he takes it up upon hearing from a pure devotee. But generally, it's due to past lives that one takes it up. Just like some people, they read Prabhupada's books, they just, you know, read a page or two, and they're like, wow, this is incredible. And they just want to keep, they just read it and read it and read it, and they become devotees. So many examples of devotees doing like that. This is due to past lives. And other people, they read the books and didn't understand it at all. So, but Srila Prabhupada's books can also change a person's karma. They may not have been interested, but by divine arrangement, or inspiration from within, they have a change in heart. And what was the other part? That why would one engage, or what would drive one to engage in devotional service?
Yeah.
Well, hearing. We hear about the importance of devotional service. We hear about how Krishna, he's the Supreme Personality of God. He's our father, our friend. He's the goal of life. Then one wants to serve him. And as one continues hearing, one hears about how it's also very important to serve his devotees. So from hearing, we understand how important it is to serve the devotees, to serve Krishna, and also to serve those who are not devotees of Krishna by going out and giving them Krishna. So we're also servants of society. Just like many police cars, they have on the side of their car to serve and protect. So that's our position. We're here to serve Krishna, the devotees, and society by giving them an opportunity to learn about the absolute truth. So we're servants. That's our goal. Is to become very good servants of everyone. We don't want to be masters. Dasa das anudas. We want to be the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, who is the lover of the gopis. So that's what we're aspiring for. And in the spiritual world, everybody's just constantly serving. It's all about service. They're serving each other, serving Krishna. Even Krishna is serving the devotees. It's all about service. In the material world, everybody wants to be the master. They want to become the boss. Right? We don't want to be the boss. There's a Sanskrit word, Kartamisha. This is another name for Krishna, which means the boss. So Krishna is the supreme boss, but he also likes to serve. He likes to serve his devotees. But we should only want to serve. Should only want to serve Krishna. And then we'll be satisfied. Any other? Yeah, Prabhu.
We often hear about going out on Sankirtan, distributing books, that it's, that's, we're all often told that, well, that's your service. You know, like, you know, I have my service. We all have different services, and that's your thing. Which is, it's a nice thing, but, you know, it's not my thing. But we were reading in Vaisheshika Prabhu, he had this book called The Family Business, which made it, he made the plea that it's every man, woman, and child's service to go out on Sankirtan at least a little bit. So how is book distribution? Everything's absolute, but at the same time, it still seems to have a special category to it. Can you say how it's everybody's business?
Well, Prabhupada said he wanted everybody to learn the art of book distribution. Why? Why did he want? He didn't say he wanted everybody to learn the art of deity worship or everybody to learn the art of cooking. He wanted everybody to learn the art of book distribution. Why? Because this is the lack in society. As Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, this is the only lack in society. It's Krishna consciousness. So by book distribution, people are getting an opportunity to learn about Krishna and become Krishna conscious. So, of course, all services are important and they're absolute. If one is sincerely worshiping the deity for the pleasure of Krishna, one can become completely purified and go back to Godhead. If one is cooking for the deities, or cooking for the devotees, then that's obviously that's also devotional service and very pleasing to Krishna. But Krishna himself says, Yaidang Paramanguyang, there is no one more dear to me than that person who is distributing this knowledge to others. And there'll never be anyone more dear to me than he is. And not only Prabhupada said it, Krishna says it. And Lord Chaitanya, he says, I order everyone to accept this Krishna consciousness and distribute it everywhere to everyone. Lord Chaitanya, he says, I order everyone to accept this and distribute it everywhere to everyone. See, he doesn't leave an option. It's an order. This is God. So, and the reason is because people are suffering due to forgetfulness of Krishna. And by this book distribution, people are reminded of who they are, of who Krishna is. And fortunate souls will hear and they'll get purified. And some of these fortunate souls that receive books, they might take this so seriously, they become pure devotees. We don't know. But we know they benefit. Even if they touch the book, they benefit. Why? Because it's Krishna. Prabhupada said even if they see a Sankirtan devotee, they benefit. Because it's a Sankirtan devotee is trying to serve Krishna. So much benefit is there on book distribution. Now, Vaisheshika Prabhu is such a dynamic personality. He even has children going out on book distribution and selling Srimad Bhagavatam sets. Children are selling Srimad Bhagavatam sets door to door. We're very fortunate to have such a great empowered devotee in our midst, within our society. And so dynamic, such a great inspiration. Why? Because he's focused. He's focused on the desire of Krishna, to spread Krishna consciousness. Therefore, he's dynamic. And this movement is a movement. We're still moving forward. In the beginning of this movement, we weren't a society. We were a movement. We weren't a society. And now we're a society. We're known all over the world. We have over 600 temples all over the world. We're a society well known throughout the world. But we're still a movement. We shouldn't stop that phase of this society. We have to move forward. Keep on distributing books. Keep on distributing books. There'll always be people. Just like yesterday, I was distributing books. In 1 hour, distributed 8 Bhagavad Gitas. And people are so appreciative, giving nice donations. So appreciative of this knowledge. So people are looking for Krishna. We just have to go out there and find them. Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Transcendental book distribution ki jai.